From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Today is a bizarre back-to-school day. Schools are reopening after spring break, but campuses are closed because of the coronavirus. They're relying on technology to continue educating kids. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us how public schools are handling the situation.
To help teachers, parents, and students adjust to this new reality, public school from home, a rotating team of about 15 people answered phones, troubleshooting for hours. It was March 16th, the first day of distance learning in Miami-Dade County. The school district's chief academic officer, Maria Izquierdo, posted videos on Twitter of the new distance learning helpline.
All right, guys, I think it's almost time.
This is the moment around 4 o'clock when the group put down their receivers.
Our hotline fielded more than 2,000 calls this week alone.
Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho shared the challenges the district faced during that first week of online learning. This audio of his press conference on March 20th is from Channel 10.
I am impressed by the magnitude of the problems that we experienced. We prepared ourselves for an implementation that would be fraught with first-time issues.
There were some technical issues. Some apps crashed because they were overloaded when students on the West Coast started logging on. The district has more than 200,000 laptops, tablets, and smartphones with large screens. Schools have distributed more than 56,000 devices so far. Some schools ran out and the district had to restock. And some families are working with one device for multiple children.
The biggest challenge that we encountered was really getting parents to come to the schools and pick up the devices.
Internet access is another concern. Comcast is providing free internet for 60 days, but not to everyone. People need to show they receive government benefits like food assistance to qualify. You need some kind of ID to apply, a requirement some teachers worry might scare away undocumented families. And it takes 7 to 10 days to get the equipment installed, although the district says families can get expedited service. Comcast has also made its hotspots free for a while, but some of Miami's poorest neighborhoods don't have great coverage.
We are already at work in developing the 2.0 and 3.0 version of distance learning.
Miami-Dade began this online education journey a week before spring break. And then Carvalho told students,
close your laptops, go in your backyard, breathe, exercise, relax, read a book, listen to music, give yourselves a break.
The other districts in South Florida took an extended two-week spring break, so they're just beginning with distance learning this week.
Parents, your children will be learning from home for the time being.
Donald Fenoy is the superintendent of Palm Beach County Schools. Like Miami-Dade, his district will distribute devices, use programs like Google Classrooms, broadcast lessons on public television, and they'll rely on parents to be more involved.
Please encourage them and help them stay on task with their lessons. Create a schedule, motivate them, and reassure them that this is a temporary situation and that we will all be back together as soon as it is possible.
So how soon is as soon as possible?
My belief is that an intention and plan is that we're going to go to the end of this school year using this virtual format, and it may even go longer.
Broward County School Superintendent Robert Renzi during a virtual town hall last week.
I'm hopeful that by the start of the next school year that we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Daniel Goll is the chief academic officer of the Broward District. He says when students log on, he wants them to feel like they're entering their school building.
We know that students need to play band instruments. Teachers will have the opportunity to listen to some students live. It will not be possible to have the whole orchestra play at once, but it will be possible for students to get their performance evaluated and praised.
That was the Stranahan High School Marching Band, and I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And tomorrow we'll hear from WLRN's Nadege Green about an experience lots of parents are dealing with right now, helping her kids do school online while doing her job with us. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.